I try to go swimming regularly, although, of course, I go weeks, sometimes months, getting no farther than the packed pool bag and good intention. But when I do make it to the pool, there will always be that long moment of hesitation as I stand on the edge, wondering, is this really what I want to do? Maybe I should just take a walk instead. I may put my foot or hand in the water, rinse my goggles, anything to postpone that moment of transition from one atmosphere, air, to another, water. Even knowing that I will quickly find the rhythm of the stroke and the breath, I want, perhaps instinctively, to postpone the shock to my skin, my sense of weight, my sense of place in the world. I want to postpone, if not avoid, change. Some changes are harder than others. In my 20s, I blithely lived in 4 different states, 9 different rentals. I had at least 6 different jobs and maybe 9 boyfriends. Sequentially, I'd like to know. Those changes seem natural, even easy. I never put a lot of thought into any of them. Maybe there would have been fewer boyfriends if I had, maybe not. Perhaps those changes were easy because I kidded myself for years that nothing was irreversible. I left Chicago thinking I could always go back. I departed from the Associated Press believing I could always get a reporting job again. Neither turned out to be true, maybe because I never tried, but also because over the years I slowly realized that even if I went back to that city or that kind of work, I was forever changed, and it would not, not ever, be the same. There are harder changes in life than getting in a swimming pool or moving from a city, changes that leave you with grief or anger or fear, a serious illness, the end of a marriage, growing old, changes we may not choose but must find a way to accept. Whatever the change, I have found that it takes faith, if not always in myself, then in something beyond myself, a faith that I will not drown, a faith that lets me take just a deep breath, plunge in, and find the rhythm of the change.